Welcome to Last Save Loaded, Season 3, Episode 43. Good morning, good day, good afternoon, any time you're listening to this beautiful podcast with me. I am your host, Colm Sheridan. And joining me this week is Mr. Slippers himself, Justin, I've got a pair of slippers, Smith. Good evening, Justin. How are you?
I am good, thank you very much, Colm. I was wondering where that was going with that nickname.
Yeah, well, you know, I had to do it. I cannot really judge because I have my own slippers on. So, you know, what can I say? I'm a hypocrite. What are you doing now, Justin?
I'm dropping things.
All right, okay. As long as it's not your slippers.
It's not my slippers now.
Or your ties or anything like that.
I can't drop my thighs.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you can. I would drop them to the beat, maybe. I don't know. So, Justin, I'm reading the show notes here, and you've had a bit of a hectic, stressful 2 weeks.
It probably looks worse than it is.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, yeah. Well, tally-ho. Go off you go, Justin.
Tally-ho?
Tally-ho, okay. And away we go.
Okay, so what have I been getting up to? Well, the first part on that show notes, I'm sure you're worried about and excited to hear what happened. But last Sunday... Yes, that's right, last Sunday. Not Sunday just gone, but the...
Sunday before that.
The Sunday before, yes. As we record, it would have been the 7th. There you go, the 7th of April. We were due to have 4 9-year-olds descend upon the house to participate in a birthday party for Ruth's daughter, who has also now turned 9.
Excellent.
And ahead of this, Ruth went to hang out some washing, and the cat decided that she'd go out the back. The neighbour's cat, they like to sort of stare at each other through the window. On this occasion, our cat decided to chase her.
Oh, yes.
And ran into next door's garden. Now, our cat had never been further than our garden and only really been out there when we were supervising.
Yeah.
Since she moved. And bless her, Ruth was like calling to the cat, couldn't get the cat to come back in. So I walked to the end of the path and like got to the back gate, stared into next door's back garden at the cat and basically just pointed at my feet. And I was like, right, come here now. Because the cat listens to me sometimes.
Okay.
So...
On this occasion,
she came to the gate, but instead of then immediately turning into our back garden, ran down the back of the houses and was clearly freaked out. And... rather than wait for me to come and rescue her, she scaled a fence and, like a 5-foot fence, and went into someone else's garden.
Okay.
That she'd not been in before.
Okay.
The person in said garden started banging on her back window and, like, waving things at the cat to try and shoo her off.
Yeah.
Which clearly made her even more...
freaked out.
Freaked out, yes. I mean, bearing in mind we've been having lots and lots of strong wind. There's been a lot of noise of trees and things like that, and it was probably bad enough with all that on its own.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I the woman from this garden, she could, like, see me just about over the top of the fence, and I sort of said, like, you know, we're trying to get her back, And the woman started saying, oh, I'm allergic to cats. I'm allergic to cats. Don't want her near me. And I said, right, we're trying to get her. Can we come through your house to come and get her? So the lady gave me the house number. We walked round to the front. She opened the door. By the time I'd got out, the cat was sat on her shed.
Oh, okay.
And so I reached up. The cat did not flinch. I picked up the cat. The cat did not flinch. I cradled the cat in my arms. And then the cat decided that she wanted to not be cradled. And the cat did what cats are going to do, which is become all limbs and claws.
Oh, yes.
And I squealed a bit because...
As you would, yes.
Yeah, I was having claws dug into me quite heavily. And I was trying my hardest to hold on to the cat whilst I was asking Ruth's daughter, can you see if the lady's got the key for the back gate so that we can get out of the back gate and go home? Well, after a couple of minutes, it was clear that she did not have the key for the back gate.
See, you didn't have to go through her house and she's allergic to cats.
Oh, no, because...
Okay.
Because after trying about the fourth key, the cat wriggled free and jumped up onto fences and disappeared again. So, in pain as I was, I kind of
marched on.
Well, I kind of just went to the lady, okay, well, thank you for letting us come through your house. We'll leave now. So we went back out the front. Ruth, knowing that I'd picked up the cat, had gone into the house thinking that, okay, well, the cat's been collected. No. So didn't know where the cat was again. And by the time I got to the back garden, the cat was on top of the same shed. So
you had to ask your woman to go back in.
No,
again.
I didn't do that again the second time. I reached from outside the shed, outside the fence. Yeah. I reached up, and again the cat did not move. I put my hands around her and lifted her up. She didn't try anything. Ruth had been trying to encourage the cat to move, and she'd just been digging her claws in on the shed. But no, she was happy to let me just gently pick her up.
Yeah.
And rather than, you know, cradle her, this time I just carried her bodily in front of me and tried to walk very swiftly into our garden, which was when the limbs started flying and a paw latched onto my arm.
Oh, okay.
At an uncomfortable angle.
Oh, no.
And I managed to hold it together long enough to heavily, swiftly walk into the house, at which point I basically, like, let her jump free and she ran off to hide. I went, ouch, and...
Ouch, yes.
And then we sort of said, oh, okay, well, the party guests are going to arrive in a minute, so I better nip into the bathroom and see how scratched up I am.
Yes, and how scratched up were you?
Well, I mean, she shouldn't do, but Ruth felt very guilty. As I had what looked like a 99 etched into my belly. I had a...
Oh, dear.
A big, like, a slash down the centre of my rib cage.
Oh!
And I had several marks across my shoulders, not that I could really see those.
Yeah.
Where she dug her arm in, dug her claw into my forearm, I had quite a number of, holes.
Oh, gosh.
And it wasn't until a bit later I saw that I had an inch-long slash on my upper arm on the inside as well. But I was look, I would do it again if I had to. You know, it's important that the cat was rescued and safe. And of course, guests are turning up and I've put my T-shirt back on, but we're just kind of saying, yeah, the be wary of the cat. She's got a bit freaked out. And, I appreciate I look like I've just been attacked, but that's just because I was rescuing her. It wasn't because I've been fighting with her.
And they're all going, yeah, sure.
Well, one of them said, I'm not going anywhere near that cat. And we're like, no, she's probably going to stay away from you lot. And that's how it's going to go. She's going to find somewhere quiet and she will just stay there.
Yeah, yeah. And did she?
Yes, pretty much. I mean, it took her a while before she got her strength back, I guess, but all she right. Trying to climb up that 5-foot fence, at one point she was kind of stuck on the side like a squirrel, just holding on by the strength of her claws, which okay. She's a big cat, you've seen this cat, she's not
well, I mean I'm surprised because for me the cat was chilled out, like, you know.
Yeah, so this is why we think it's getting freaked out by the neighbour's cat, ending up in a place where she doesn't know where she is, not knowing how to get home, and then having another woman, like, trying to scare her. So she obviously was like, oh, God, horrible place. You know, but she's back.
Again.
She's back to her normal self, and
good, good.
Yeah.
And are you, Justin, back to your normal self?
Yeah, it's a week later. All my
PTSD or anything like that.
No, like I said, I was fine that day. I mean, yes, it was a case of going. Ah, I got to remember, I can't just move my arm in that direction just at the second. But I wasn't going to make a big.
You
deal were.
You didn't milk us. You didn't milk it.
No,
Justin,
because I know Ruth was. Like, concerned enough as it was, and like I said,
I know
I would always have done that. And it's, yeah. I was just a bit frustrated with myself that even when she was, you know, all claws, I still couldn't hang on to her long enough to get her back in the house the first time.
Ah, well, but these things happen,
yes,
when you have a cat. So the kids' party went okay, did it?
Yeah, well, it did until they were kind of split into a group of three and a group of two. And we started thinking, okay, well, there's a group of three that are just trying to watch TV, which doesn't include Ruth's daughter. Have they had a bit of a falling out? What's gone on?
Okay.
And as it approached the sort of final hour, I put them all on Just Dance, and that worked. So, yeah, we had them all dancing together as they were getting picked up. So parents were arriving and, you know, young kids are out of breath. So,
is it the norm to give them a goodie bag before they go home?
They did have one each, yes.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. I just find that really strange, but there you go. It's been going on since my kids were young anyway, so, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anybody get a box of Maltesers as a present?
No, they all got the same sort of thing.
Okay. Did the little one get any good presents?
Oh, she got quite a few good presents. I mean, obviously, some cool person bought her a set of...
Yeah, we know who that cool person is, Justin, okay? You just don't have to bang on about it. This is the second episode you're banging on about it. Clearly you're top bloke. We know that, okay?
She has been...
Speaking of top blokes, did you download that game yet? That I gave you the £12 for?
I don't know what game it was you were telling me to download. You just said, happy early birthday.
Yeah. The £12 for the game that was on PS Plus that went off sale.
Right. Okay, no, I haven't. I didn't realise.
Seriously, we were just talking about the game and then I sent you the £12. I mean, seriously, I even got the pounds right this time. Oh, seriously. And you didn't buy it in the end, so the sale is over. Jesus.
We were halfway through the show and that's why I went, you do realise like it's not my birthday for a while. But you just said, happy birthday. Now I understand, and yes, all right, thank you very much. I will go and torment myself more.
It's clearly too late now because it's not on sale anymore.
Is it not?
I wouldn't imagine it is. That's over 2 weeks ago. Let me check now. I just want to see what note I put in the send thing for you. Let me see. What did I say?
Yeah, you're right. It's not on sale anymore.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Anyway.
I'll hold on to that ready.
Yeah, you hold on to that now when it does go on sale so you can torment yourself even more.
Yeah. Ruth's tormenting herself at the moment with Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth.
Yeah, but she's not tormenting herself.
Oh, no, she is.
She's loving it.
She's tormenting herself now. She fully knows that it's a problem, but it's a problem that she is one trophy away from it now. She just has to get Ichiban to like level 70 odd, but it's slow going because grinding is not easy in that game from what she says. But anyway.
X at Twitter and I seen your painting your minis. Very impressive. Oh, sorry. You have to go to childminding. So you were childminding. Is that included in the party or is that a separate thing?
It's separate to that. So the party was at the height of the Easter holidays, and then last week I had a couple of days off work so that I could look after her, and that included going to town, having some street food, hot dogs, watching a random theft happen.
Watching a random theft happen.
We were walking down the high street and there was a young ruffian shouting, running around the corner and looking over his shoulder saying, "Get away from me," and some more older gentleman swearing at him saying, "Get back here, you person." And as we walked past a hot dog vendor, some random lady just sort of called out and went, "Yes, I think someone stole your bag." So I had to explain to the little one how a distraction thefts happen, you know, where one person causes a ruckus for everyone to look at while the other person then goes, "Cool, I can now rob everyone's bags."
Yeah, society.
Yeah. So, wow. So that was part of the fun of going into town. Got to buy some new books and that was fun times. I can't remember what I did on the other day. Not a lot. Well, we went to the cinema. That was it. Took her to see the Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, good, cool. And she, sure, you'll tell me all about that in 2 weeks.
She was
time.
Most disappointed that Hit Me Baby One More Time was not on until the closing credits, because she was looking forward to that coming on during the film. But yes, I will talk about that next time. But yeah, with regards to the only other thing that I've been investing my time in, apart from playing some games, I have been painting more miniatures ready for my next league team with the halflings. And in my hand, you asked me earlier what was I doing, and I said I'm dropping something. I have just dropped the figure that I painted recently, which was a halfling riding I think it's a goat. But
yes, it is a goat, yes.
But the character that it's supposed to be based on is a halfling riding a sheep.
Right.
And I said to Ruth, when I got to the point where I started painting the skin, I was like, I always paint effectively Caucasian, you know, light skin, because I have several paints that can do that. But I've never been brave enough to attempt to do a dark-skinned character, because I'm always worried I'm always worried it'll come off like massively racist by painting them, you know, solid black or something like that. But I thought, no, I'm going to have a go. And the first, I used a colour that is on the back of the ogres team I've got. On the box, they show a black figure, and they have suggested paints. So I used the paint that they suggested. And do you remember watching Gladiators back in the the 90s? And they had Shadow.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it looked a bit like him. It was very dark, and I sort of showed it to Ruth, and she sort of went, that's very dark. I said, yeah. So I then repainted it a different colour, and it's come out actually quite well now. So I don't know if it helped having the really dark base layer and then putting lighter colours over the top of it, but I'm happy that I've now got a reasonable looking, black miniature.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a moment of personal development for me. So I don't think
personal
development. I don't think I'm going to rush out and do a load more. But
how long did it take you?
Oh, several hours. Yeah, it probably took most of this Sunday. Just going over it and over it again, and then we sprayed it. Or I took it outside to spray it with a varnish, so it was going to hold the paint in, and I left it on the cardboard that we use to dry our paints. A bit later, Ruth said, okay, I'm going to get the washing in. I said, my figure will hopefully be dry. She went, well, it might be dry, but it's on the floor. I was like, oh no. The wind had blown the bit of cardboard over, and it had hit the floor. So it had probably dropped a good metre and a half. And so she picked it up and said, there you go, it's all in one piece. And I was like, yeah, his arm's missing. She went, ah. Then found the arm, passed it to me. I glued it back together. Fantastic. And then I brought it in here because I thought, while we're recording, I'll actually glue it to the base that I'm going to use, so that it's now actually standing on a base ready for the table.
Nice.
And then I dropped it and broke a leg off it. So so I'm going to try and, when you're talking in a bit, I'm going to try and discreetly glue the leg back on. I was like, yeah, of course that's going to happen. Do you know what the best thing is?
It makes me laugh because that's something that I would do too, so yeah.
Do you know what the best thing is? The leg that broke off? It broke off before and I've already glued it back on once. The first time I broke it because I was holding it, and I was obviously holding it too tight. The leg itself on this model is only about 2 to 3 millimeters wide, so yeah, it's not particularly big. But that's why they call them miniatures. So yeah, that's everything I've been doing. So Colin, what have you been getting up to? What's been going on?
Well. I meant to mention this a couple of weeks ago that Noel picked up a Portal, PS Portal. PS Portal. Basically because he doesn't get a look in with the TV nowadays because Amelia's either watching Donald Duck or something and Rachel's probably watching something else. So he got the Portal. Now, I've been, myself and Ryan were saying, that's a lot of crap. I wouldn't get that, man. You know, that'd be laggy as hell. But apparently he proved us all wrong by being very impressed with it, and he even brought it up to the house one day to give me a go, and I was suitably impressed. Does what it does. It does what it says on the tin, basically. He was still able to stream from his house to our house with a slight bit of lag, but nothing major. And when he's in his own house, then it's perfect. It works perfect. So he's a very happy man. And he thinks it's the best thing since sliced bread.
I'll be honest with you, Colin. I've considered getting one.
Mm.
For similar reasons. Not because I want to, you know, sit in the office at lunchtime and not have to go downstairs to play on it, on the PlayStation. But for the very reason that of an evening, TV here is commandeered by the youngster watching YouTube or you know, playing Princess Peach on the Switch or playing Minecraft or something, and Ruth will be on the PlayStation in the living room, on the dining room.
Yeah.
So I have been thinking occasionally, like, well, yeah, if I had one, I could just
I could
just sit in either room and sit and play. And I haven't done it because
no.
I thought, well, I did that with the VR, and then a few weeks later they bought them out in retail.
Yeah. So he basically says that it has to be plugged in directly into your modem.
Right.
It's the best. And he also said they recommend you remove the HDMI from the back of your PS5 when you're streaming it. It gives it an extra boost or something, I don't know. But anyway, he's deliriously happy, so happy that he got a screensaver and he also got a case for it. So he is absolutely delighted.
By screensaver, do you mean a screen protector?
A screen protector, sorry. Screensaver. Screen protector, yes. And he
was
even
so happy with his purchase that when he doesn't use it, it now comes up. I love my portal.
Yeah. He even plays Call of Duty with it on, and he manages to get a few kills. So he is delighted, and I did promise I'd mention it a couple of weeks ago, but I didn't. So he did say, oh, you didn't mention the Portal. So I've mentioned it now, Noel, so you can leave me alone and stop hassling me. I was not tempted to get a PS Portal.
But,
and I'm still not tempted. So
when I buy one, you'll go, oh, I'll have to
No. So I have the Steam Deck, as you know. Yes. So I'm able to manage to stream that to my Steam Deck with no problems either. So that's, you know, if the need ever arises for me to do that, I can do it seamlessly as well. So I sent him a picture. I said, I don't need no Portal. I've got a Steam Deck anyway. So... yes, so finally did my last exam last Thursday, which was virtualization examination.
How long will it take before you get the results?
Oh, a couple of months probably. Considering I'm still waiting on my previous exam results, which was from 3 months ago, I'm assuming. So I'm officially finished college now, but I'm helping out with the new courses and giving them any feedback they want. So officially I have till the 7th of May to finish, so I will hang on in there until the 7th of May, and then they will have to drag me out kicking and screaming into the real world, and I will refuse to go.
So when you say you're giving them any feedback they want, you're not there when they say, we want positive feedback, and you'll go, yeah, I can do that. So we want negative.
No,
you're giving genuine feedback.
Yeah, on what I think of the course content that they have graded so far. But so far, I haven't really... I thought initially I was going to create the content, but I've given them a few ideas, and then the lecturer himself has done most of the work, so I'm happy enough, I don't mind. And yeah, so everything's good. Amelia was down on Saturday. She still loves her nanny more than she does her granddad, but anyway, she'll come around eventually. And yeah, but that's basically it, I think. I have no other news. I didn't buy anything stupid. And even if I did, I wouldn't tell you. Anyway, so...
Charming.
Charming. So, let's do it, Justin.
Back of the box, back of the box. Back of the box, back of the box. Back of the box. Back of the box.
There you go. So this week, we're not going to do 10, we're going to do 6. Just so we can get some mileage out of this, because I have over 150 PS3 games. So, you know, who knows how long this will last for. Are you ready, Justin?
Who knows?
Okay, this one I think you'll get fairly... Oh, yeah, I'm going to mess up with this one. I don't even know whether I gave you this one or not. Okay, begins. The legend of is born in this prequel to the best-selling series. The warrior is cruelly tricked and left to rot in prison by the of But the fires of betrayal ignite his anger. Now he will rise. So... This is an exclusive.
Well, so I was thinking, oh, maybe you've tried to put Arkham Origins in here. But then when you said, like, he's gone to prison, no, it's definitely not that.
Now, I'll give you some more, will I?
Yeah, what's... Yeah.
Well, there's a bit more text on the back of the box, like in little screenshots over them. Begin the quest for revenge in the vast new single-player story. Harness the power of the and use the enhanced combat moves. Fight, savage.
Is this the one of the Prince of Persia games?
No.
Okay.
Fight savage online battles as multiplayer action comes to the series for the first time.
Ooh.
Now, and a sticker has a... This includes an exclusive demo of The Last of Us.
Well, then it...
It's the main title in the front.
Oh, well, then it's not Uncharted 3.
No.
Because there was multiplayer in Uncharted 2. But it's his brother that got... and that's Uncharted 4 anyway, when they go to prison, and it's his brother.
No, it's not Uncharted, so, no. Let's just say, who makes it? It's a Sony exclusive.
It's not a Sly Cooper
game. I mean, we're talking...
I'm trying to think Naughty Dog games, but that's not Naughty Dog anyway.
I'll tell you what, the front of the cover has a dude in chains, and... He's very angry. He's a baldy fecker.
So it's got a war, then?
But which one, Justin?
On the PS3.
There was a couple on the PS3.
Oh, that's Ascension.
Very good, very good, Justin. Well done. Okay, well done.
Got the platinum for that.
Nice.
But I only played it because it came to Plus, so I never... I don't remember ever seeing the box art.
Well done. So, if you've got a platinum for all the games, God of War games now?
Well, I haven't played Ragnarok yet.
Okay, yeah.
That's downstairs. Got that for Christmas. Thank you, Ruth. And I haven't played 3 Remastered yet, but it is installed.
Okay, cool.
Maybe that'll be the next game.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe. So, the next one is... It's a game franchise of a book and a movie. Movies. So it's Save, or Destroy It. Choose your side in the... Play through all the battles from the films and for the first time fight through an all-new story in the Evil Campaign. Play how you want. Wield a sword, shoot a bow, use stealth or conjure magic. Take control of heroes and villains. The choice is yours. Epic online battles featuring 16 player clashes in a wide variety of different modes. Split screen action. Up to 2 friends can fight for either cooperatively or competitively in the same room. Right, so.
My initial reaction is that it's a Lego game. But.
No. It's an EA game, actually.
And then I started thinking...
Pandemic is on the front as well.
Then I started thinking, is it a... Because you said wield a sword, and that confused me. So that ruled out Star Wars games.
Well, you can wield a sword, shoot a bow, use stealth, or conjure magic. So all the 4 things.
So it could have then been... A Lord of the Rings franchise.
Yes.
One, but I don't think it...
Very good. Okay. So it's a Lord of the Rings... What's the title of it? It's not that...
What came out
It's PS3? Not that known, really. I really didn't know it. This was not on PS Plus. This is the other one.
Right. So it's not going to be the Third Age because...
No, PS2.
PS2 game. It's not going to be... I think they had one called War in the North, which was a...
Yes, no, that's not it. That was PS Plus.
Yeah.
So it's the other one that came out on PS3. And it's like, the first two letters are the first two letters of my name. And let me see.
Conquest?
Very good, very good. Well done, Justin. Okay, here we go. Well done. Okay.
Yeah, no idea. No recollection of that game.
Okay, this one is a 2K game, 18s, and it's a limited edition. I don't know what the limited edition is. Probably gone by now. Oh, it has a nice poster in it. Anyway, Master Your Demons. It's been 2 years since... I think I can say this name without giving it away. Jackie Escado used the power of the... and now it wants back out. A sudden...
Is it the darkness?
Wow, very... Now, which one is it?
Well, it'd be the darkness too.
Wow. How did you know that, Justin? Just by the name?
I have no idea... No, I have no idea of the name. But the suggestion that a character used something.
Oh, very good, Justin.
And I remember the whole point of the darkness is that your character has, like, kind of weird... magic-y abilities on his arms.
Well done, Justin. I'm suitably impressed. Okay, so this one is a... It's 2 games in 1 disc. It's also a movie franchise.
Lego?
No, there's no Lego. I'm not giving you Lego. on the side of the front of the box is the little Atari logo.
Okay.
It includes a remaster of the original PS2 game. I'm not even sure if it was on PS2. It might have been an Xbox exclusive. I'm not sure. Okay, it's got a bald guy with his glasses on, with like shades, I would say, and he's wielding 2. I don't know what you'd call them, actually. Blades of some sort. Let me see. The background's a bit darkish and dreary looking. Okay, 2 great brutal games in 1 package. PSM3. a dark, intense shooter set in an epic sci-fi world. Brings the darkness with stealth action and brutal melee combat. For the first time, play in multiplayer against friends or online. Be the most ruthless criminal in the universe. In his latest chronicle.
Oh dear. Have you given it away with that? Let me think. Would it be related to the Pitch Black franchise?
I slipped up there.
So it's going to be... Is it Return to Butcher Bay? Is it that one? The Chronicles of Riddick?
It's the Chronicles of Riddick. Yes, it does include the Escape from Butcher Bay. But it's Assault on Dark Athenia.
Dark Athena. Athena.
So yeah, very good, Justin. I slipped up there now. That was a bit of a I thought I had you with this.
I had no idea until you said Chronicles. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I knew I gave it away. Okay, so the front cover and this is, oh god, I can't really say because this is just give it away.
We'll go for the back.
Okay, let's go with it. A dark and violent crime thriller set against the backdrop of 1940s Los Angeles and utilizing revolutionary. Oh.
Hang on, no. So you said 1940s, not 1920s. So it's not L.A. Noire.
Yes, it is. Okay, that was a bit easy. This one, I think you will struggle with this last one, okay?
Okay.
Maybe you won't. Okay, let's see. It's got a dude with a French dude in the front with the...
How do you know he's French?
Well, he's not French, actually. He's actually Irish, sorry. It's not a beret, but it's like a cap on.
Is it Jean-Claude Oda?
No, it's not, no. This is a pandemic game as well as an EA game. Best of E3 winner 2009. Okay. Viva la Vengeance. Vengeance? Vengeance.
Viva la Vengeance.
Vengeance, yes. Get revenge.
Viva la Rev your engines.
Unleash a huge arsenal of vehicles, weapons and explosives to destroy the Nazi war machine. Inspire the resistance. Change the city of Paris with your acts of defiance and encourage citizens to fight.
I know what game it is.
Back against the occupation.
It's the game that is kind of in black and white, and you're a racing driver. And
keep going.
I can't remember what it's called.
Well, the first.
The Saboteur.
Very good, Justin. Well done, well done. Yes, I thought I'd get you with that one, but clearly you are well endowed in that sort of department. No,
I remember that being an Irish man, an Irish person in France.
Yes, that's correct, yes.
Yeah, specifically Paris.
Yes, very good. Well done, Justin, well done. So, let's...
Back of the box, back of the box. Back of the box, back of the box. Back of the box. Back of the box.
So, Justin... Let's move on to the next section, the most important section. And Justin's been a busy boy this last 4 weeks. Oh, lovely. So, Justin, the chronological order, what was your last save loaded?
In the chronological order, it is no surprise to hear that my last save loaded is Death Stranding.
Is this one of your finished ones?
No. Okay. I'm up to chapter 8. Of, I think, 14. Although, from what I gather, it isn't really 14 because it's one of these ones where you finish one chapter and it immediately plays the next and then you're like, oh, well, I had no involvement in that actual chapter.
Yeah.
For anyone that's played the game, I'm in the main central region. I'm running around the mountains at the moment. I've just unlocked a lab and I've been asked to basically get everyone on the network before I then move on to the last area. So I know that the storyline is going to progress quite rapidly when I move. I've been stubbornly trying to get all the little houses, cities, whatever you want to call them, to 5 stars before I move on to the next area.
Yeah.
And I've been putting in quite a bit of time to do that, and I'm getting there. But what's annoyed me is there's a trophy for getting 40 legend awards or rankings, which you can do.
Yes.
Yeah, you just have to select, do a premium delivery and deliver it in like the time scale it requires, or if it's for a minimum weight, providing the maximum weight kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm on 31 of 40 for that, because they've all got to be different. That's fine. I'm okay with that. But then I saw that one of the gold trophies is get the ranking of legend on 20 different ratings. Get legend of legends. But from what I understand, the only way to do that is to put it on hard mode.
Yeah.
So if I'd have done that, the ones that I'm working on anyway would have still been clocked. And so I've effectively... Well, I don't suppose I've wasted time, but the 31 I've made progress on could have been 31 toward the 40 that I need for something else. So that's a bit annoying. But I've seen some guidance on what to do about that. But it's back to that question of, am I enjoying it, or am I just stubbornly going, well, I've invested so much time now, I might as well keep doing it. That's definitely where I am. The story is just absolutely batshit mental. And that's as simple as I can describe it. So, yeah. I'm just, you know, playing it for an hour or two at a time, or four, and working my way through more trudging around in the snow.
Yeah.
Whenever I get to an area where there's the BTs, I have to make that decision of, do I try and take it steady and take out things on the way, or do I just go, no, let me get captured so I can fight the boss and it'll clear the area for a few minutes. And invariably that's what I do. I'm just like, okay, yeah, capture me, that's fine, because then I get points for killing you.
Oh, wow.
So, to take a breather from that, I came into the office and I carried on working on Command and Conquer. And I'm
When you say came into the office, you mean the office in your house, not in the office in...
Yes, sorry, my home office, where I was editing, and I finished editing, and I went, I'm just going to load up Steam, and I'm just going to see how much I've got left to do on Command and Conquer from the time I was playing it a while back. And it turns out I only had a couple of missions to go, so I finished it, and I played through it on hard. So I finished the GDO.
You're a seasoned pro at this game, aren't you, Justin?
I played this game 20 years ago, yes. But I wouldn't exactly call myself.
Hold on a minute. You've also been playing with your friend the odd time over the years.
Yeah, well,
isn't that correct, on your old PC?
It's the same franchise as a different game.
All right, but still, the same concept. I mean, you're a thinking man gamer. You've got a few brains up there for dancing. What, like, you know.
So a while ago, Steam put the entire Command & Conquer collection on cheap, so you could buy the lot for £10. So I did. And then I was looking at it, and I'll go and finish that. So I got the credits rolling. And then I asked myself the question of, what am I playing next? Am I going to play the Nod missions, which is the other half of the first Command & Conquer? Or am I going to play Red Alert, which was the second pack of the remaster? So
yeah.
I put the question up, or put the statement up on Twitter, and of course Colm's going, play Red Alert, you know you want to. So
yes. Yeah.
So yesterday I sat in the dining table, got my laptop out, played Red Alert for an hour and a half, and finished the first 4 missions. To be fair.
So this laptop of yours must be fair. It must have its own graphics card, does it? Or does it? I know it doesn't take much to run that, but I mean, it's still, it must have some sort of oomph in it.
I don't know what sort of oomph it has. I don't know where you can find that, but...
Specky. If you download an app called Specky, it'll run this... It's free.
It's not going to insult me about wearing glasses, then.
No. No, it's not.
I will download an app called Specky, then, and send you the details.
Yeah, good.
But I was prepared for it to not work, and then I'd just come up here and play it alone in the room. But, yeah, it works down there. So, other than that, Ruth and I have now made it into Baldur's Gate.
Awesome!
In Baldur's Gate.
Has the credits rolled, or do they
no,
roll?
No. We've just made it into Act 3 now. So.
All right, okay.
To be fair, I don't think we've actually made it into the city walls, because we've gone to the first bit that you encounter and then gone, ah, side quests, murder investigations, let's find out what's going on. And so we're having lots of fights and killing people. Great fun. And then I achieved something that I wasn't sure I was going to achieve, and it has upset some people, or rather it's made a couple of people jealous. I got the platinum on Power Wash Simulator.
Okay. And how does this other people feel about this? Delighted for you, or bitter?
Bittersweet.
Good answer, Justin. You're learning quick.
I mean, I've offered to show Ruth how I did it, or to do it for her, but I think that was the wrong answer. So the thing that stops most people from getting the platinum is the fact that you have to do 5 challenge modes, cleaning jobs. And yeah. There's some suggestions on which ones are good and which ones are bad. And I spent best part of a day just working on one sort of 2-minute cleaning job. And I'd just, I'd go over time, I'd go over time, I'd go over time. And then I got lucky and knocked it out in 1 minute 52.
Wow, okay.
And it wasn't because I was doing anything different. It's just clearly I got a bit of luck with what I was trying to rinse off in a sweeping motion.
Yeah.
And then I put it down, and the next day I just went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and did them all one after another.
Okay.
That's the thing that happened. So, Colin, what was your last save loaded?
My last slave... Last slave ran away and didn't come back. But anyway, I've been playing Fallout 3 again for the numerous attempts to finish the game and try and get into it. Based on the fact that I did maybe watch Fallout, the TV show.
Is there a reason you're playing 3 and not 4? Because I know how much you love 4.
No, I loved Fallout 76. I never really got into 4. Why are you whispering?
I'm not.
Oh, sorry.
the boiler's fired up because presumably there's a shower being run downstairs.
Cool. So I am playing Fallout 3 because I'm turning into you, Justin, and I have to play the Fallouts in some sort of order. So, yes. And I have it on my PS3, so it's probably not the best thing to play it on, but...
Don't play New Vegas on a PS3. It will kill it.
Okay, well, I'll play that on my PC then. So, I'm 6 hours in, I think. I'm only level 5, and I'm basically hoarding all the stuff. So I went to the new super duper market, killed all the baddies in the warriors in there, and then I'm picking up all of the empty cans and bottles and bringing them back, fast traveling back to Megaton, and I'm selling them 1 penny at a time. Now I've dismantled the bomb.
Oh, you went for that option.
Yeah, what I did was I welched on the dude in the pub, and I got the sheriff to come back to him, and the sheriff said, "Right, follow me, you're under arrest," and then he pulls out his gun and shoots the sheriff.
But he didn't shoot the deputy.
No, he didn't shoot the deputy, and he turned around to me and said, "Watch your back, buddy." So then I went and looted the sheriff and got all his stuff off him, so that was good, without actually stealing anything. And then I went and disarmed the bomb, so I have my house now, and I got a vault team. I paid $700 for that vault team. Anyway, I have it there. And so the good thing about having your house is you can get purified water from the robot fella, and so that's good. I get that every day, and then I take all the stuff out of my shop, my house, and sell it to the shop. So yeah, I'm doing all that stuff, and I've done a few side missions now. I've died loads of times.
Have you gone to the crashed flying saucer to pick up the ray gun?
No, not yet,
because that makes the game so much more fun.
Okay, well,
like when you get the Fat Man and start launching nukes on everyone.
Yeah, so I'll have a look at that video on YouTube to get the ray gun. And
yeah, it's not far outside of Megaton. It's
nice.
I can't remember if it's relatively near the town where all the kids are.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I know where that is. Yeah. Okay. So then I'm still playing Animal Crossing New Leaf. I've got all my rooms in my house now. I'm extending them. Of course, building the rooms is cheaper than the extending, because I have to pay 439,000 bits, whatever. And yeah, so that's good. I won the fishing tournament, yeah.
Nice.
And so then I played some Spider-Man 2 on the PS5. Looks spectacular. Do you ever play a game where it looks so good, but you don't feel like you're actually playing the game? You're more looking at it.
Metal Gear Solid?
Yeah, I know. This feels sort of like that, but in 4K and all that stuff. But anyway, some of the battles are a bit nasty in this one now. They seem to go on for a lot longer than they did in the first Spider-Man.
How does it work with the swapping between one character and the other?
You just do certain missions with one Spider-Man and you do them with other, or certain side missions or certain collectibles you can only do with one, and it just swaps in between them. And then when you're fighting somebody, then two of them can do a move together, if you press a button or whatever. So, and then you high-five at each other at the end of the battle, say, but not boss battles now, just street battles or street crimes or whatever. And so the boss battles, I've beaten a few bosses now at this stage, but they go in three turns. So you think you've beaten them, and then you have to kill them, basically kill them three times, more or less. That seems to be the case anyway. But I'm not enjoying it as much as the other two Spider-Mans. For some reason, I don't know why. Anyway, but according to Noel, he said it's the second best thing since sliced bread. But there you go, he loved it, so he got the platinum on that one too. And I think he's gone back to the first one to get the platinum, because he got the upgrade for PS5, which gives you a full set of new trophies. So right, he's doing that. So if you do get the PS5, drop on the PS5 upgrade for Spider-Man 1. You can have a full set of trophies, and no, they do not automatically link up, as far as I can tell. But anyway, there you go, Justin. That's what I've been playing.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, some other comments on Ian Biddead at Biddead77. Fantastic work, my lovelies, at Last Save Loaded. Thank you very much, Ian. So, the question of the fortnight. Colm and Justin are recording on Monday. Please let us know what games have you been playing in the last 4 weeks. So, Justin, hit it.
So, Paul W at just_wondering_ says, I have mostly been playing Dragon Dogma 2. Excellent game, loads of fun, a brilliant world to explore with your party. I must say how much I really am enjoying the online community pawn collection. PAWN, for anyone that's filthy. to help me with the hard task at hand and my heavy load. Well, yes, that is crazy.
But, very good pie.
Yes, the pawn thing is you get to design your own character, or design your own non-player character, I guess.
Yes.
And then you hire them out so other people can take them, and if they've performed well for your person that hires them, then they might be rewarded and sent back with a little gift, or they might be sent back with some mouldy bread or something.
Yeah.
But there's been suggestions that different people are obviously crafting different characters as these like pawns, and some of them supposedly are not getting hired, so they reckon that the game is kind of a stealth hiring people so that they don't get overlooked.
Yes, fair enough. Yeah,
although that's not been officially announced, but someone's like gone, oh, but if you look at the metadata of when they were last used, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I think that's quite funny.
Yeah. Did you play the first one, Justin? No?
I have not played the first one. I'm sure it's in the Plus catalogue somewhere.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So, no.
Cool.
I didn't.
Okay. Blue Wolf at XIX, Blue Wolf XIX. How's it going? Chris, Dragon's Dogma 2. Loved the first one. I was really excited for this. And so far, it's delivering. The perfect game to slap on a podcast and just go out adventuring. Also played FMV 5 Dates. What's better for a sad old single man than playing an FMV dating sim? Well, there's sadder things in this world, I'm sure, Chris.
Mike Green at The Path to Amen says, I'm still working on the last gold star in Power Wash Simulator. Very infuriating, as I'm so close to the platinum. I'm jealous of yours, Justin. Also, I am very obsessed with Golf with Friends. I'm not going to attempt to plat on that, as I don't think it looks... I'm not going to attempt to plat on that. I don't think it looks like hard work. Well,
yeah.
I don't think
it just doesn't look like hard work. I'm not going to attempt to plat on that.
I don't think it looks like hard work.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Mike. I'm so glad I didn't read that one.
It's the punctuation there. Yeah. For the benefit of Mike and anyone that cares, the ones I got the challenge on Power Wash Simulator was the golf cart on time and on washing liquid used, the dirt bike on time, the motorbike and sidecar on time, and I think it was the dirt bike on water used as well. Off the top of my head, but I deleted it after doing the Final Fantasy levels. So I did all the DLC for Final Fantasy.
Nice.
And Santa's Grotto.
Thank you. Dave at Yellowbook 1969. Lots of Call of the Wild, but this time the fishing version. WWE 2K24. And been playing through Dead Island 2 in co-op with Manic Muppet and Demon 244. Cool. I played Dead Island 2. The story and the characters are just unforgettable. Or forgettable, sorry. Yeah, it wasn't as good as the first one in my opinion. But there you go.
Trillion Penguin PIHC at Bouncy Cynic. Like a dragon, infinite wealth. It's glorious. It's vital that you play it, Colin. Also, Lord Winklebottom Investigates, Inspector Waffles, Unspottable, and Catan.
I shall. At some stage, I promise, Trillion. Trafford's Game Work Network. I'm sure this is something to do with you, Justin.
No. Trafford's Manchester.
Oh, okay.
This account's followed us for a while, I think.
Cool. at Trafford GN. I've started The Outer Worlds again, but this time on PS5, which has the game and both DLCs on Plus. Nice.
Lee B, Pint, Controller, Dice, Manic 7, Muppet 8, says, Dragon's Dogma 2. Spent most of it yeeting folks slash monsters off of high places and running around slash away from monsters with my pawn over my PC's shoulder in a fireman's carry, much to her protests. Call of the Wild, fish version. Lots of Balatro, again. Just started Loretta, also. Plus lots of zombie bashing with Yellowbug 1969 and Demon 244 in Dead Island 2, when the servers haven't been randomly kicking us out of the game.
Nice.
I saw that Balatro is actually available on consoles as well now, Colin, which I didn't think it was before.
Yeah. Cool. Tony at Vicar Man 73. I ain't played an MP game on voice chat for over 2 years now. Lol. Guff.
I read that and I thought, okay, what about single player games?
Exactly. Thank you very much, everybody, that contributed to this week. We had a bit more than usual, which is always a good thing.
That's a good question of the fortnight by Mr. Colin, then.
Well, I mean, I just copied and pasted from two 4 weeks ago that you put up there. Anyway, so podcast mentions, Here's Out, Game Burst, 60 Minutes with Film Guff, Lapse Gamer Radio, Seal Podcast, and Pure Dead Gaming. Okay, Justin, have you anything to finish with before we head off into the sunset of love?
If only you could see the look I just gave the monitor then. Was like, what?
Randomness, as you should be used to it by now, Justin.
Nothing else from me, no.
He's shocked. Okay, well then, where can people find you, Justin?
They can find me on Twitter, at Onya6. You can obviously find the podcast at LastSaveLoaded, and you can email us, lastsaveloaded@gmail.com.
Nice. You won't find me anywhere, maybe Twitter the odd time at MultiPlatman, but very seldom. Yeah, I just got a follow from Mr. Alan Brown there last couple of weeks. Yes, yesterday or the day before. Yeah, he used to follow us years ago. He follows the podcast, I'm sure. But anyway, I think that's it, Justin. I think we're dud. We're dud.
We're dudes,
man. We're dudes. And so, Justin, say good night, Justin.
Good night, Justin.
Good night, Justin. Oh, good. How's it going?
Good. I was worried I was going to be out of breath from running back up the stairs to make sure I was here on time.
Oh, you're such a lovely man, aren't you? Try not to upset Collie Wobbles. Oh, you're so good.
No, that's a lie. I couldn't run up the stairs because I was worried my slippers might fall off, so I was being careful coming up the stairs.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. We don't want any nasty accidents. Oh, where were you running to? Well, I had to get to the podcast quick before Colin gave out to me.
At like 27 minutes past, I was like, no, time for a PPP, and ran downstairs, and I was like, no, I'm... okay, see you later. I'm off. Bye.
Oh, well, you're on time, so, you know, no grumpy call today. Haven't been grumpy call for a while now, so maybe I'll get him back. Who knows? And, yeah. So you made it. PPP. And how's your week? I know we won't ask you them questions. I've got my back of the box ready.
Oh, we're doing another one, are we?
Well, it says on the show notes, back of the box. I don't know.
Well, it didn't when I looked before I went down to the toilet.
Well, it had a slot in there for back of the box, so maybe I'll just... Let's do it anyway.
It had a slot in there because you copied the notes from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Even some of the listener comments, I was like, no, that's not this week's.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And so anyway, God loves a trier, as they say.
Yes.
And you know, I've got plenty of PS3 games to get through anyway, because it lasts probably another couple of months with damn things. So let's do, instead of doing 10, we'll do 6. Because that way I'll get more mileage out of them. And there's more variety in this one now. I think you're going to struggle with one or two of them, I think.
I might struggle with a lot, but...
Well, we'll see. Some are,
at your leisure.
Some are classics, some not so classics. Okay, so I shall clap us down. 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Last Save Loaded, Season 3, Episode 43. Did I say 40? 40, episode 42. Ah, feck ya.